Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Nan Hayworth of New York's 18th District served from 2011 to 13, now running in a rematch against Representative Sean Patrick Maloney. So, Nan, why do you want back in?
We can do so much better in our Hudson Valley, Alan, and everywhere I've gone in the past 15 months. We had a great term in office. I had a great team working with me, and we kept in touch with people. And everywhere I go, people have urged me to be their representative again. If we could make that happen, as a doctor, as a mother, as someone who's lived in the Hudson Valley and been a neighbor there for over 25 years, I see what's going on, especially the consequences of the Affordable Care Act. As a doctor and as daughter of elderly parents on Medicare, things are shifting under people's feet in ways that they find distressing and hard to tolerate, and they don't want to. So they want a change. They want a representative there who understands these issues, understands the Hudson Valley, and will work hard every day to return power to them, because right now they feel rightly so that they're losing their power to make decisions about their lives, about how they're very hard-earned dollars are spent, about their health care.
Okay, so obviously this is a question I know you can answer for me and for us. Why did you lose the last time?
Well, we had obviously a very challenging election day. There was most definitely a wave for the president. There were factors that are sort of technicalities, if you will, of New York elections that almost undoubtedly played into the way the results of the balloting turned out. I have the endorsement of Republicans and conservatives and independents, and this year I plan to be on all three ballot lines, and I have a lot of friends across the spectrum, and I think we're going to have a very vigorous contest, and I'm confident from the support that I have and from the passion that people are feeling about these issues that we'll have a very different result this year.
I get the Obama thing. I really do. Let me ask you, in terms of being popular in the area, do you think he's less popular in your area than he was last time?
Yes. Yeah, I do have a strong sense that people are unhappy with the president, with his administration, with the whole attitude that Washington can control our lives, our choices, can take from us in the form of taxes and mandates and premiums. Obviously, these new all these new layers of costs that have been added to people's insurance are financing an enormous takeover of our health care and our health insurance. And people understand that they're not receiving value for that money. When you put control in the hands of Washington, you pay for an enormous bureaucracy. You pay for inefficiency. You lose the prerogative that you should have to choose what is best in your life. Education, the same. I hear every day from parents the distress about Common Core is another deep driver for a lot of people, this sense that bureaucracies are not responsive, do not understand, but have been given or have acquired a tremendous amount of power that we need to turn that around, and we can.
So is there anything particular about the way that Sean Patrick Maloney has conducted himself as a congressman that you think have turned people off?
I think it's a matter, Alan, of seeing someone like me who is a neighbor in the most direct sense of the word. You know, I've lived here for going on 3 decades now. I'm someone who is involved in our good causes and in our communities, and I'm there and I listen and I understand, and because, of course, I practice for nearly 20 years here, I know how our communities and our lives and our healthcare work in the Hudson Valley, and people respond to that. They appreciate that. And,
yeah,
and
But Nan, I asked you, and you don't have to answer, but is there anything in particular about the way in which Maloney has handled himself? I mean, you said you're somebody, I think you're saying, who has been in the neighborhood a long time, and he isn't. Is that what you're saying?
Well, he represents a Washington-centered attitude. He thinks it's great to have a bureaucratic elite issuing dicta, and that's actually a good idea for the relationship of government to the people. And that's the opposite of what the folks I talk with want to have. They don't like that model. He voted to uphold the Affordable Care Act. And that has that single factor has created a lot of distress.
What do you think, what do you think Romney lost to Obama?
You know, you have to have a message. As good a man as Governor Romney is, and he is a very honorable family man. He's someone who really wanted to do the best for the people in this country. I think he had the right ideas on policy. But that message has to live in the hearts of the people who are going to make that choice. And I can certainly, I concentrate, as you can imagine, on my relationship to the folks in the Hudson Valley. And I know that there is a deep appreciation for someone who wants to bring in every member of the community, who reaches out, who's there, who's present, and who makes the case that what government should do is protect our right and create an environment in which we can pursue our right to make our own choices about, you know, how we work and how we manage our health care.
So Nan, are you saying that Romney didn't have that?
I think the sense that I had in our district, actually, there was there were a lot of folks who expressed tremendous enthusiasm for the policies that were designed to make sure that people had the choices that Washington is taking away from them now. But, you know, you have to have a way of getting that message out to folks when they, to everybody who's going to vote. And, you know, I think that didn't happen in the state of New York the way a lot of us would have hoped.
Yeah. One last question on this time. You'll be back more, obviously, in the next couple of days. But what would you have done on the debt ceiling? Would you have voted the clean bill the way that the speaker recommended or not?
Well, look at it this way, Alan. We have to take an approach that's responsible all the way around. What we're doing here is trying to defuse a bomb, and the wires are attached to Social Security and Medicare and veterans benefits and to all the things that we need government to do right. So certainly when I was in the House, as a member of the majority, you have to take the responsible position about honoring the nation's debt. But you also have to fight every day to make sure that that juggernaut that's creating the debt comes under control. And that's the key to our future. You have to have policies that will return power to the folks who have to live with these policies and who will use their common sense. You have to have respect for our citizens and our communities. Now, whether it comes to making choices about their health insurance, whether it comes to making choices about their children's education, about the way we manage our communities and the local rights and responsibilities we have in our communities, so that we can live together peacefully. Those are issues. We have to think about the long-term sustainability and balance of everything the government does. And right now, it's out of balance. Mm-hmm. The federal government is, Washington is spending far more than we can afford, taking far more than we can afford, and we can do it better, and we have to.
Okay, we'll pick that up, Nan Haworth, when we come back the next time, because you've given us plenty to think about.